Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
I get to be Stone?
You can, sure, why not? I'm still waiting for my new intro to come. It's coming. It will coming. It's no use me trying to butcher what's already there. So I leave it to the professional and he's sorting that. But anyway, hello. Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 182. Oh my lordy. Look at us, 182. Wow. I know. Today is Saturday, September 7, 2019. Or in my case, it's actually my brother's birthday, which is September 8 in August. In August land, I was going to say. In Aussie land. Oh, my Lord. What a start. August land. That sounds like somewhere I would really like to be. But anyway.
Yeah.
That would be my holiday time, August land. So,
Can we go to Octoberland? Because that's more my speed.
Yeah, Octoberland would be
October,
nice too.
Octoberland would work as well. Exactly, exactly. All right, so I'm your host, Lita, who is all sorts of messed up today, so I apologize. And joining me this week as my co-host is Zortz. So thank you, Zortz, for coming and shenanigans.
And I'm all kinds of messed up every day.
All the shenanigans, exactly. And for more shenanigans, I'm super excited to have this wonderful lady to come and say hello and to catch up with her. Layla is here. So, yay! Welcome, Layla.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
I would like to say it is an honor and a privilege to have the civilized half of the Looking for Casuals leadership here on the show, as opposed to that Neanderthal term.
Shots fired.
Listen, I'll be having to deal with that later this evening, so I'm glad to be starting my evening off with I can't even.
He's already like waving the flag. It's like,
is he at work? What is he? Is he at work or
I think if he's at work, he's just getting finished with work, because okay. We talked to him earlier, yep, when he was on his break, and he said he had like 3 hours to go, which would be he'd be getting out of work right about now, I think. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're gonna start doing anything in the classic until probably a couple more hours yet.
Nice, excellent. All right, well, actually that could lead straight into what have you been up to since we last spoke, because obviously, you know, classics dropped, you've been busy, life's been busy, all of those kinds of things. So what have you been doing?
Playing classic.
Nice. Have you been solely just like dived in all into it, all up in its face, or have you been jumping between sort of retail and classic?
Here's the thing. I can appreciate classic for what it is. Mm-hmm. And I've been having a lot of fun with John and Vlad leveling our little trio. Currently, we're in the Barrens. I think we're all about around level 15, 16 or so.
Yep.
And I've been doing that. We've been trying to do it at least twice a week, depending on when John stays off fall, work into our schedule and all that sort of thing. In all honesty, apart from that, I've not been spending a lot of time in classic. It's mm-hmm. just not, it's not my bag. Mm-hmm. The things that I have come to enjoy about retail in terms of achievements and pet collecting and mount collecting and transmog collecting, all those things that I've come to thoroughly enjoy about the game aren't part of classic. And so classic for me has a little bit of, okay, well, what am I doing this for? Because this is it takes a lot of time to do anything, to kill stuff, to get around. You don't have the money to do things or train for everything that you have and your professions and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's a really slow going, and I can totally appreciate the nostalgia factor, and I love the fact that so many people have gotten into it and really gone gung-ho with it.
Yeah.
But just for me, it's just not the things that I've come to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice to delve back into it, absolutely. But look, you know, when we look at retail where it is now for the game, boy, we have been on a journey. Like, you know, when you're looking at classic and retail and how vastly different they have, but how much has the retail version grown over, what, 16 years? It's taken a long time to get to that point. And there are things that I must admit in classic I miss, like AOE looting, tagging, you know, there's all of those kinds of things. But it's good that there's both, you know. Some people play both, some just focus on one or the other, which
exactly
is,
and right? I'm at least in the camp that hopes that Classic is very successful to the point that they will consider doing servers for the Burning Crusade and Wrath. I think Wrath would be a hugely popular one. I think people really enjoyed that, and even for myself, that's when they, you know, added in the achievements and stuff, so I could really see myself getting into that one. But I really hope that Classic is successful for the franchise. I think overall, whether you're playing Classic or playing retail, even if you're someone that's not interested in Classic at all, retail has a lot to gain by Classic being successful. So I don't think that anyone should be wishing ill on either or, because I think they both really kind of need one another.
Yeah.
I just want to find the Crossroads supply crate in the Barrens, because the Cold War remain over and over.
Have you gotten to needing to get Kreenig over there yet?
No, we can't even get close to it because I'm still trying to find the stupid supply crate. It's over and over.
This one named Quillbor on like a 6 to 7 Charles minute
or whatever his name.
One time,
Yes. Yes, I did that one the other week, actually. Oh, last week. And it is, you forgot, and respawns. Respawns at certain points is really quite fast, and it can end you up in a bit of trouble. So, exactly.
But I've definitely, in doing those sorts of quests where, you know, there's one named guy and you got to get it, I think everybody that I've come across anyway has been super accommodating in terms of, you know, let's all group up and get credit for this. Let's not try and ninja it from somebody else or any. I've not really come across any of that. I came across one dude that made me a little bit salty, but other than that, I think overall everyone's been
like Vlad
friendly.
Ninja'd those hooves from Termical.
That's between the two of them. I just want them to loot their bodies so that I can skin them. That's all I want.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? If we all went skinning, that would be, and everyone looted their stuff, I think we'd be max level skinning, even as like a level 5, because there's dead bodies everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm like, nobody's skinning? What? I need to get into skinning. So, yeah. All right, so other than that, have you been doing any challenge stuff lately, or just more concentrating on keeping your normal girls going in both retail and, of course, a bit of classic?
Well, I think the last contest with the priests ended the Saturday before classic started.
Yes.
So I think that working on that contest with the priest character, I think, is the last thing that I've done since Classic started, because between, you know, real life and Classic, and I've honestly not even really been doing a lot in retail, just because, you know, we've been working, even though we only do the 2 nights a week on the Classic, I've been trying to, you know, keep up with professions or, you know, that sort of, all those little mundane things that you kind of try and need to work on, fishing and cooking and whatnot, in between doing quests or trying to, you know, where you'd have a quest, you'd have to run back to Thunderbluff to turn it in, you know, trying to do those sorts of things so you're not holding up the group, but that are really time consuming as far as Classic is concerned.
Exactly.
So my last challenge would have been that priest for that contest, which I think was 16
Okay.
Far off from the winner, that's for sure. But I at least beat John so much.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the greatest victory of all.
There we go. You know, it doesn't matter how you do it. If you, you know, you take whatever wins you can get. I do the same with Stone. Doesn't matter. I don't care if he's gone away for 2 weeks. He didn't roll a tune. He didn't start a tune. I win. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. So how did you find the priest as Iron? Like, even in those 16 levels, did you find comfortable? Did you find it a little bit of a struggle? Like, how was your play of it? Did you feel?
I felt like it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think anytime you play a challenge tune, you always have like this heightened sense of where all the mobs are around you that you wouldn't have if you were just playing your regular old ordinary tune that has a bunch of gear and you don't necessarily have to worry about the things around you. Mm-hmm. But I went shadow rather than doing discipline or whatnot. And I have a 120 priest that is shadow. So I'm a lot more comfortable with shadow than I am with discipline. And I felt pretty strong. I know that Shadow lacks the healing, the self-healing that discipline would have. But at the same time, just from watching other people doing the challenge, if they were streaming, like John doing his challenge, I think he was disciplined. Mm-hmm. I felt like I could kill things faster than what I could see, what I was seeing other people with who are playing discipline. So even though I didn't have the self-healing that they had, I was killing things faster. So I didn't quite need that extra healing because I wasn't having to prolong these fights. But all in all, I don't think that I really ran into too many problems. Every once in a while, it seems like you get these mobs from out of nowhere that just seem to hit you for a ridiculous amount that you're not expecting them to just run up and smack you a good one. But I think other than those random times, it didn't go too badly.
That's a good show title. Smack you a good one. Hang on.
Right, just run up and smack you a good one.
Look, Layla's good got one. The best sayings.
Yeah, love
Layla's
it.
Layla's got the best sayings.
Love it. Absolutely. All right, so how, obviously we're at September now. We've got, you know, there's only a few more months of the year to go. Now this, I'm going to throw it out to challenge tunes and normal tunes. Like, what goals, what stuff do you want to have done by the end of 2019?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's hard to say without knowing currently, at least for retail, what we've got coming up. Mm-hmm. I think obviously once we hit BlizzCon time, I think I'm expecting this to be an expansion announcement, BlizzCon. They're kind of on track for that for this year. Of course, I don't think anybody really knows what's going on as far as the story's concerned coming up. They're kind of keeping that pretty tight-lipped about what's going to happen with Sylvanas and Saurfang and Thrall and all that. I think I'm really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do story-wise and just continuing to work on, you know, my pet collecting and my mount collecting, the freaking Deathwing. I hate you. transmog collecting and whatnot.
Nice. And you've got some very nice transmogs too. So, you know, the Torrens looking damn sexy, I must admit. And like I said to you, I love that staff. That's a very nice looking staff. So, you know,
and aren't you guys doing trial style here with John?
That was on Wednesday. It started last week, and Wednesday night was the last night for the trial of style. So we did that before our dungeon run on Wednesday night, this past Wednesday.
Nice.
How'd you do?
I won a round. I think we did two rounds, and I won a round, and I think Tiber won the second round.
Nice. Well done. So both you and Tiber some fashion sense then, obviously. John
well,
doesn't.
I mean, the very first one that we, or the one that, or did we do three? Who won the first one? Because it was a Zen one. That was our category. And we were all level 60.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have any access to like the Mists of Pandaria type looking transmog. Okay. So I don't remember who who won that one. If Tiber's around, maybe he would remember. But the one that I won was just because it was a champion of the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I play a paladin in the group. So, yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of, you know, had a shoe-in on the transmog for a champion of the light being a paladin.
Nice. Okay. Tiber says he still doesn't understand how he won. He think it was a carry, and he only remembers the two wins, so there must have been, maybe it was
did you win round. The Zen one then, Tiber? Maybe he won the Zen one. I just know I won the champion of the light once. I cheated and was a paladin.
Nice. Sometimes that's a good way to go, you know. You roll with what you got, and if you happen to be the one that that's just right. happens to nail it, well done.
I mean, I'm sure that Terwinkle would have come up with an amazing transmog if he had just hit the apply button before the contest started.
Oh,
he spent his 2 or 3 minutes building this transmog up, and we were all going to be wowed, and then he didn't hit the apply button
and
went up here in his untransmogged dungeon gear.
This does not surprise me at all.
That's hilarious. I love it. I love it. Oh, we do love John. He is awesome. Oh.
Layla, it didn't work. Layla.
Well, as soon as the thing started, as soon as the contest, you get a certain amount of time to build your transmog and everything, and then it pulls everybody out of that and the contest starts. And as soon as it started, I hear him go, "Oh," and I knew exactly what he had done. Like, you didn't hit the apply button, did you, John? Like, no.
No. Oh, that's no good.
John, the gift that just keeps on giving.
He does. And you know what? He would have been so excited. That would have been the whole thing. He would have been so excited wanting to show, you know, look what I've made. And sometimes you do. I think we've all done it. You know, you just get so caught up in the moment to actually hit the actual button that you need to hit in time. I'd say, you know, most of us have kind of gone through something like that, so poor John, you know, but there's always another one, so I'm sure, because I normally they do trial at least a couple of times a year, don't they? Unless this is the last one for this year. So he'll just have to, you know, dazzle you with it at the next one, which, you know, is if he remembers what he did, which will be good.
We'll see.
All right, so advice for anyone. You've played the challenge tunes for quite some time, you know, you've been playing them on and off for quite some time, and
never had one die.
That's not many people can have that accolade. So there we go. So let's spread some of your wisdomy words.
I've got this. I think we've all seen the meme of the guy like pointing to his head, and it's like, "Tune can't die if you don't play it."
Yep, exactly.
That's right. So, tips, tricks. What do you think would be for someone new coming in, or even, you know, refreshing for some of us that have been around for a while? Because we do forget things. You know, some of us are getting older and the brain's a little bit, sometimes we forget the good tips and tricks. So what would you advise to any of us?
Don't panic. Mm-hmm. Don't panic and forget what your class can do. Because especially when you're playing a class like the priest with the priest contest, I remember seeing several situations where the individuals would get themselves in trouble and not realize the toolkit that a priest has in order to get away from things. If you have to psychic scream and run away, you know, that's what you need to do. Don't forget, don't panic and forget about all of the options you have, because sometimes sometimes I see where, you know, players will just kind of accept their fate and like, no, like at least try and get away, at least try and do something, because who knows, maybe it'll leash right before it kills you or something like that. And, you know, you just kind of got to stick with it, not not panic and not just concede that this is the end. Oh, this is it, you know, just, yeah. You gotta keep fighting because you never know what's gonna happen. You could get in a lucky shot or you could have the mobs that turn and, you know, where they run away in fear, you know, because they're about to die. It gives you a chance to heal or bandage or something like that. And
yeah.
And if they're running towards something and you know they're gonna pull it, it start running the other way. Don't even wait and see if it pulls that mm-hmm. thing over there. Just get out of there and try and self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Being aware of the things that are around you.
Yes. I think that's the biggest thing. Absolutely. Is being aware. You have to be aware all of the time on a challenge tune, which is
and don't be different. I think one of the things that it's from being a healer in dungeons is this is one of the things that I always keep in mind. Don't save your cooldowns.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you use a cooldown in that moment that could have saved you, if you don't use it and you die, what was the point of saving it? What are you saving it for? I see healers do that often in dungeons and to where they're saving their cooldowns. And it's like, if you're not ever going to use them, then what do you even have them for? So it's better to go ahead and use them and then, you know, maybe take a minute or two before you advance if you feel like you're going to need them again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you feel like this is it, if this is the last, you know, throw everything at it. Don't hold back. Don't save anything because what are you going to use it for if you die?
That's right. That's a good point. Absolutely. So I think, you know, sometimes you just got to fight for that, you know, not fight for the death, but fight for living, which is, you know, so throw everything that you can at it. Which is a good way to go. Absolutely. So how's your week been, though? What have you been up to this week? You said been busy, real life's been kicking your backside, or you've managed to get a little bit of playtime in?
No, my son started back to school, so we've gotten mm-hmm. back. I have to get back in the habit of getting up at 7:30 in the morning and getting him ready for school. So
nice.
That always... shortens the day when, you know, about 2 o'clock and you feel like you need to take a nap, but you can't take a nap because, you know, that never goes well for anybody. And
yeah,
but no, I think we've just been doing a lot of puttering around in Classic. Like I said, we're really not that far along. We're only 15, 16 or so, but just trying to get ahead in the little things that you professions and whatnot mm-hmm. like that. And I think that just from my experience, it's talking about Classic. I know that all of the things that need to fall into place in order for the challenges to be able to be done in Classic, which I think if you're going to do a challenge in Classic, you're out of your mind. But I think that if anything's going to, any of the challenges would really work in Classic, it would be teams, because to be perfectly honest with you, Vlad and John and I have not really come up across anything that is too much trouble when there's a team of us, when there's a group of us.
Mm-hmm.
Things that would obviously give you a lot of trouble when you're just by yourself, goes pretty well when you have a team. And the only downside to that is in Classic, you get punished for being in a group. Mm-hmm. You don't get as much experience for killing things and all of that sort of stuff. So that's kind of a downside, but I really think that teams would have a valid go at challenge. I don't know what it would be like once you start getting to where you can't, because obviously up to about 15, pretty much all of your gear is white. Mm-hmm. So no matter whether you're actually working on an Iron Man tune in Classic or not, we're all kind of doing that at the start.
Yeah.
And, you know, it isn't until right about now when we've started into the Barrens that we've really started to see more greens dropping or quest items and that sort of thing. So I don't know how much more difficult it would get for a team when they're still only able to wear white armor and mm-hmm. weapons. But I definitely think that the teams, if I were going to do a challenge in classic, it would most definitely have to be a team, because I don't know how in the world, just by myself, even because I started a Tauren Druid, surprise, in Mulgore, and died, I don't even know how many times. It was dreadful. Doing Mulgore is dreadful.
Yeah. I must admit that on... with classic, even on my normal Leta, my warlock, it's, and I say this to the boys all the time, to Wingy and Ash, and I'm like, you know what, we don't, this is classic is just like actually playing an iron, it is, you know, we're kind of doing a working man, because we've got the professions, we've got the questing. Pretty muchly, yeah, we're adding green into it, as in, you know, we can have green gear, but it feels as brutal as playing iron in retail, which is good. You know, I don't mind that, but it's quite, amusing. So,
which I think that Tiber that had pointed out in John's stream one night about the fact that the Iron Man challenge came about to try and recreate what classic was. Mm-hmm. So the idea of doing Iron Man in classic, like reinventing the wheel there.
It's dividing by zero, and it's going to be its personal nightmare, and I fully intend on trying it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd be interested to see, I have no idea if even something like the pacifist would even be possible.
It would classic. Be extremely difficult because you could only do non-kill quests because professions don't give XP in classic.
Right. Yeah. Right.
She started one. There we go. Fair said she started. It's going to be a long-term project, as in a long, long term. So she's at 3.
Fair. You have a level of self-control that I will never possess. Godspeed.
She has got the patience of an angel, I swear to God. And a little bit crazy, absolutely. So we will see. She's at level 3.
What did you make? What race and class?
Yeah, a multi-year project probably. Yeah, I would think so.
I've got to assume human rogue maybe?
Human rogue. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Because even, like, stealth is okay, but even sapping, you come out of sap... for rogue, isn't it? I think, was it Stir was saying? Someone was saying?
You'll come out of stealth when you sap.
Yeah. Yep. Which is completely forgot about that. Like, I, you know, you're so used to sapping and you're still in stealth. So, yeah, sap now sucks. So, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I must admit, I was playing with my girls gaming night last night, and as though we weren't doing challenge tunes, we were a team of 5. And I was thinking, as we were playing last night, I was thinking, yeah, I wonder, you know, as if we classed it as a, you know, like a 5-man, here we, you know, how was it going to go? And I tell you what, it was a bit brutal in quest-wise, because there's so many quests that are not, shared. So we had to go and get, we started in Durotar, so we were orcs or trolls. So, you know, the peon one, where you got to hit the peon, that was okay. That credited everyone. But the Scorpid Tales, everyone had to get their own. And then when we got down to Senjin and we were doing the eyes, you had to get the
oh my god, that was eyes, a freaking nightmare.
The crawler bits, and then we had to go over and get the tiger fur. So there's 5 of us.
See, the tiger fur didn't take, actually, tiger fur, that whole like Echo Isles quest chain. Like Zalzane, all that. I blew through that because I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Nice.
And everything respawned for me. Like, Zalzane respawned with no ads, and I was able to take him down by myself.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like, I need a group. I'm like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Miss Midge's here. She was there. So we had, between the 5 of us on those, about 3 or 4 quests, took us, I would say, Marie, what would that have been? A good 2 hours. I'm gonna say.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, obviously we're getting XP for kills, but yeah, it was like, and I kept thinking, I'm so glad that it's not a 5-man iron team, because we would be just going, yeah, 2 hours at least.
I'd be out. Yeah. I'd be like, see ya, I'm done. Yeah. You're all on your own.
Because I think we played for about 3 hours. So up until that point, we were kind of okay. But yeah, once we got to Senjin and those collection, it took us a while. So yeah, she doesn't want to see another tiger again. Hunting those tigers was interesting because everyone else was hunting them too. So spawn times was fantastic. But it will be.
For John and Vlad we'll and see. I, we all did our starting area first, separate. Because of like those sorts of quests, but two, because the fact that our experience is halved, or, you know, it's cut because we're in a group. So we all did our starter zones first and then moved into the Barrens together, which at least thankfully in the Barrens, although you've got a lot of the Zephyr hooves, the raptor heads and all those sorts of things. But we've been working kind of as we travel through doing other quests, like going over killing the quill boars or going to the harpies. You just kind of pick up the raptors that you see along the way, or the Zephyr you see along the way. And eventually we've all kind of finished all of the collection ones without sitting and having to farm those specifically. We just kind of work them in between the other quests that we're doing.
Nice.
That's actually a smart idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to start putting that into practice once I find that stupid supply crate.
it's that top little stupid section right before you go kind of around the corner. Well, that's where I got mine from. I think it does spawn in maybe two spots.
Yeah, I saw it in the first one closest to the crossroads, but there were 20 billion people, and I couldn't get it.
I think each one of that first camp that you come to right outside the crossroads, then there's the smaller one that's kind of off to the left up a little ways, and the third camp that's up where the Snarl Snout guy is. I think it can spawn in any one of those three places, because I've picked it up twice in two different, and they were in two different locations each time, so definitely different spawn points. I don't know if it's only ever at one. I don't know if it could spawn in two at the same time. I don't really know how that works, but
good point. I must admit, I've never thought to check that out. I just always,
there's always been too many people around, so you're not gonna ever see it in multiple places.
That might be something I need to check out. Now I'm curious. All right. Well, thank you for sharing what you've been up to. And we've enjoyed hearing all of that. And of course, we wish you the best of luck with John and Vlad. And
I was
going
to say with John.
With John,
wish you the best of luck with John.
And you know what? I loved actually catching you guys live the other day. I think I was still on holidays, and it was so good to catch you guys live. So it's always...
Layla, help me.
Always
meant to be love.
Probably
about 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific tonight over on John's channel. We should be doing a couple more hours tonight of the classic group. So
excellent.
Comedy gold.
Yes, absolutely.
Or when he's the prop warrior, and I end up getting a raptor on me and go running up to him as I think, you know, okay, he needs to pick this off me because I'm just I'm resto druid getting beat on.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, run up, help John get this off me. All John goes is, and just kind of runs off a little bit. Like, no, John, like, you need to taunt it. You need to pick this up. Don't run away from it.
Not surprised in the least. That's freaking doorknob.
Fantastic. Oh, I can't wait. So that'll be good. All right. Zortz, what have you been up to, sweetie?
Not a lot WoW-wise this week, because as everybody knows, real life the last couple months has been throwing haymakers at me left and right, and that's not letting I did get a little bit of classic time in like maybe an hour the other night looking for that. And I spent the whole time looking for the stupid supply crate. So go for it. And then I got fed up and logged off. Challenge wise, I did get my big girl bloodthirsty leveled. Finished that up this morning.
Nice.
I'm having to force myself to split that session in half because it takes about 3 hours to get the whole level.
Yes.
And that's, you know, a good chunk of time out of one of my 2 days off.
Yeah.
So I've been splitting that and doing about an hour and a half and an hour and a half, and it's worked out good. And last night, despite some technical difficulties towards the end, Team Puppet dinged another level. Woo! So we got that, and then it was like, okay, we're done.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's, wow.
And like... I'm gonna drive myself nuts at some point this week and try an iron in Classic.
Awesome.
So, I'm calling it now, level 2, Matt.
Have you decided what are you going to roll?
I'm going to try Priest because I've been playing a lot of... I've been playing a lot of Priests over the last few months, so I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Person says, all while wearing a red shirt.
Nah, that's an inside joke right there.
Nice.
I know what you mean, Baron.
Shirts are white, so you could, technically. Nice. Yeah, I think we all need to be there for that. Absolutely. Fantastic. Oh, all righty. Well, good luck. I can't wait to hear and see what shenanigans you get up to on that. But fingers crossed for you, because I know it is rough. It is definitely rough on a normal
team. The mage I've been leveling in Classic on stream has already got me ragey.
Yeah.
Doing a priest in Iron Man, and I'll probably be streaming it, is going to probably be twice as ragey. So, you know, if strong language is not your particular brand of whiskey or cup of tea, you might want to skip.
Yeah.
I will say, Zords, I got my priest to 12, and I did feel really good with the priest in Classic. Mana is definitely a problem in terms of needing to sit and drink all the time, so make sure you got plenty of that. But I definitely, at least up to level 12, really didn't have a whole lot of trouble killing things before my health got too low. I would just have to stop and drink after every pull.
Yeah, mana.
That's why I'm glad I'm doing the mage also, because it's like, oh, water? Food? I got that covered. Yeah. I don't have to waste money on that anymore.
Absolutely.
Priest, whole different story. I'm going to sit here and be like, I'd like to buy a stack of water, please. That'll be X amount of copper. Please, sir, may I have some more?
Yep.
That's, I got enough money.
Please. I know. I mean, I was doing, because I've been on the Warlock, so, you know, life tap, which is good. But I've been hanging on to the waters. I'm life tapping to get my mana back. I need food, not water. So I'd been vendoring all my food because I'm like, yeah, well, I'm a warlock. Of course, I need mana, you know? And I was forgetting, I've got life tap. That'll get my mana back. Just keep the food liter. That's what you need. Don't sell the food. So, yeah. Sometimes, I don't know. But anyway, good luck this week. And congratulations on, like, your Bloodthirsty and Team Pop getting up there. Getting up there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Alrighty. Well, I'll tell you quickly what I've done. I've been... Work's kicked my backside this week. Going back to work after holidays is never fun. I tell ya, it's just like, why do I do this again? To basically pay for WoW. So, you know, I have to do it. You need to do it.
I'm amen.
Like, you know, it's like, later, suck it up. You just have this job so you can play WoW and do stuff. So, yeah. But I did get my passies. I did get dinged 36 on my baby pacifist. And it took me 2 nights to do it, but I did ding 89 on my big pacifist.
Wow.
So
Yay.
So yeah, I'm doing the same thing, Zorts. The passies now, I'm like, I can't do that in one sitting. It's too much. And I think Chris would be about the same. Gotta break it up. So 89. Yeah, oh my lordy. Very excited about that. Oh my blood.
How long does it take you to get at 89? How long does it take to get a level? Yeah, at that point.
Well, I'm throwing in some dailies.
Mostly. Okay, dailies and gathering, I assume, would be the bulk of it.
Yeah, so I did the dailies in Stormwind and Half Hill for two nights, and I did a little bit of discovery in Townsong and Dreadwaste, and the rest of the time was picking herbs and mining ore. So I would say a good probably maybe 5 hours all up to get from 88 to 89 would be, I don't think it at the moment would be more than 5 hours, but I'm just, because I was doing some discovery and flying around, I think it would have taken about five. So about 2.5, broke it to 2.5 each. So it's a bit of time. Definitely a bit of time. So Chris says it took 2 hours on Friday with two dailies in Half Hill. Yeah. I see shiny things. So I'm like, yeah, let's go have a look at that. So yeah. So me taking 5 hours is because,
it's so shiny.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, what's over here? Oh, don't go over there, leader. Go back. So yeah.
It's shiny.
It's good. So I really am loving it. It's a level of playing a game I honestly never thought that I would get to this point. So it's very exciting. So we will see how we go this week. But I did get some blood. So obviously when you play in a passy, there's no killing. You gotta then, you've gotta balance it out. So if you've got no killing, yeah, gotta go killing. So I did get some bloodthirsties done. So my gnome warlock ding 27 and my cult Terran hunter ding 28. And then I took one of the big girls out, and that's my light forged Drenai hunter, and she dinged 53. I was very disappointed. Eastern Kingdoms did not have very many rares up because I went for my rare run. But Western Plaguelands did not let me down. And we managed to get not quite all of them, but a fair chunk from Western Plaguelands to get the ding. So that was good. And the other thing, I had started a Bloodthirsty in Classic. So all I'm doing is running around killing stuff. She hit level 7. Very slow. Gotta have some patience.
What race?
Human warlock. So yeah, I was like, right, we're just gonna plod along on her. We'll see how we go. She takes pretty much like kill one thing. So she's still, I don't have like drain life. I don't have a lot of things. So I've got to make sure I don't get rid of the water on her because I need her mana. So we hit level 7, which was good. And I'm just trying to grind through on humanoids to get some cloth and coin.
Right.
Because otherwise there's nothing. Because I can't quest. And if I'm killing like boars to get boar meat, well, I still need money to put boar meat on the auction house. And if I don't have, so I'm looking at basically just killing through humanoids at the moment so I can get a little bit of a stash so I can put, some linen up on the auction house and that. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm level 7, which is like, we're getting there. So we'll see how we go.
Level 7 doing quests takes a good while. I can't imagine just killing things.
Just killing, that's all it is. Yes, yes.
It's actually, you kind of go into like this zen-like mode and you just kind of
Well, yeah, I mean, it at least cuts down. You're not looking for your quest mobs. You're not getting frustrated by things that aren't dropping because you've killed 800 Zevra and none of them apparently have hooves.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not having to do all the back and forth running. So, you know, maybe time-wise, it doesn't even out too bad if you just straight slaughtering stuff.
It's just like finding the right grind spot. That's probably the big thing.
What she said?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I was down at the mine, and of course it was too many, you know, there was like too many people. So of course you go to immolate or stick one of the corruptions on, and it's just like by the time you've done that and it hasn't ticked for a warlock, someone's already tagged it, and you're like, ah. So I just have been trying to pick a spot where there's not so many people, and just trying to find that spot at the moment because I'm a little bit too small to go up to East Vale logging. Like, they're all 9s and 10s. Like, now that I've dinged 7, possibly, but she's still a bit squishy. So I kind of don't want to get too far ahead of myself in levels.
So if you're not doing quests, then you don't even have an imp, right?
No, I can do warlock class quests are okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the only thing. So I have got an imp. I can't remember his name. It's like Gobzap or something. It was quite a good name.
Just call him Pip Pip.
Exactly. Exactly. Pip Pip 3.5, I think we're at. So
classic.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I can't, you know what? I really would like to just be able to go to the trainer and be like, change my imp's name. Because we all know Leader only has a Pip Pip. So please just give me the freaking Pip Pip right now. But yeah, so that's what, that's the only thing I did was the warlock quest to get my imp. And at the moment she's, so we're too low to start doing the voidy stuff. So we'll see. I'm basing it off the rules that we're going to run with. If everything goes accordingly, which I'll get into in a moment. But what we'll do, Zorts, do you want to hit me with a little bumper, please?
me. Outages, announcements, and events, ladies and gentlemen, your news in the world of Warcraft.
Nice. Hang on. Now I've got to clip that one as well. Okay, I'm writing that down. Remember later to go back because you know it's when I get it working. We've got options. It's always good to have options. All right. Okay. So some of the new stuff that we've got as of at the moment. So there is still no word on the API for Classic. So everybody, we need to be like this. Okay. We need to be like, come on, guys. Obviously, there's a lot of data going on. And if they're going to be doing it, you know, they've got to collate all of that. So hopefully... we just got to wait. We've got to wait and see. However, for those that want to, we are doing up some rules for some to be prepared for it. However, it's we're still waiting on the API. If the API does not come through, then it's going to be a personal challenge. And again, this is going to go back to like original Iron Man, which is what Crypticarian, did I say it right? Anyway, did. Back, you know, the very first iron was a personal challenge.
Question.
Yes.
So if somebody starts up a character on Classic right now, like how, mm-hmm. you know, just doing it on their own or whatever, say yes. you get the API, are they going to be able to put in the character they've been working on as of right now? Or is there going to be you have to still be under a certain level in order to register and all of that?
At this stage, I would say they should be able to add it, but the problem's going to be whether the rules that we've got or that we're sorting through will work for when the API becomes available. So we've kind of taken stripped down the original Iron Man rules. which is, you know, going way back to when it started in 2015. We've taken them, so that's kind of where it's going. Now, whether Blizzard might change something in the API, and that's the concerning thing. It should be basically, don't, you know, no talents. Like we said, there is no spec in Classic, okay? There is no spec. There's talent trees. You cannot have a talent as a challenge stone, okay? Whether you're trying a blood or an iron. So therefore, if you don't have talent points going into the talent tree, there is no spec, okay? So you are a hunter. Like for me, I'm a warlock. I'm not a demonology warlock. I'm not an affliction warlock. I'm nothing. All I am is a warlock. So you can go and get buy your spells from the trainer. Obviously, as a bloodthirsty, that would be the only things that we would be allowing, because otherwise you're gonna level without your demons until 60, which someone probably wants to go and do that. Look, if that's what you want to do, more power to you, go for it. But like we said, it is rough. So whether there is anything that's changed, we will, again, you know, for me, that's why I kind of don't want to start an iron, just in case if anything gets triggered. But there are people that are out there that are, you know, they've stripped it down to the basic rules, and they've been playing. I know Azzy has, I know Stir has, Fair has, there's Lisan. I'm not sure where Lisan is up to. He was, I think, 17 when I checked the other day. So we will see. He's trying. So we will, you know, he's normally the one who likes to go and leads the charge in seeing what can be done. So Nisi's doing blood. Yep. Is at 22. Okay. Last he looked, he's at 22. Wow. And he's doing I'm going to say human priest, which would be about, correct, Stirs at 19, almost 20. Okay, so yeah, so again, they've just stripped back right through the rules and just gone absolutely basic. So that's kind of the main thing. But again, we don't know if Blizzard allows for the API and something changes in that would flag someone. I mean, that's my only concern. I am hoping. Yeah, it depends. Like Alminia said, it's going to depend on what data does get exposed in the API, you know. So it's just a matter of, at the moment, people are testing. And once we know, guys, once we know, we will let you know. But if you want to give it a go, then it's, you know, it's all on your shoulders at the moment, because we've got nothing to go by for tracking. So just please, fingers crossed, you know, send all the positive vibes out there that it is something that they're going to be doing. But obviously there's a lot of data and there's a lot of people playing, so it takes time for these things. If it's coming through, it's going to take a little bit of time. All right, other than that, Dark Moon Fair is supposed to finally start. Well, for me, it's tonight or this afternoon. So don't forget about that. Utilizing Dark Moon Fair for those challenge tunes that can use it. Obviously, no good for blood. No blood love here again. Harvest Festival starts on the 10th as well, which is okay for all challenge tunes except for bloods and blood teams. So just remember that. That's the one where you go over and honor the Horde or Alliance leader. It's like one or two quests. It's a very easy one to do. But, you know, bonus XP. We all like bonus XP. So that is good. So keep an eye for those. Now, they have released that the BlizzCon virtual ticket will launch next month. So it is getting to that time. We are, what, about 7 weeks away from BlizzCon? Wow, time flies. That's crazy. So yeah, which is crazy. So BlizzCon virtual tickets for those that are going to want to get them, you know, keep an eye out. Wanted to let you know, good old my spread shirt that we were getting the merchandise all through that I had set up the merchandise shop. We're having issues with, so please don't try and go and buy anything at the moment. For those that are looking at it, I'm trying to sort out an issue with the logos. They keep telling me the logos aren't the logos, and I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yeah, I love they that are. This announcement is coming right after the stream bot put the link in the chat.
Yes, and I forgot to change that. Apology. So, yeah. So don't. I mean, you can go there and it'll look like yeah, and you might. It's just yeah. So I'm gonna try and take that down, and I'm just waiting. I've gotta do the old-fashioned way. Email them. I'm talking to their tech people, and I'll let you know as soon as stuff is sorted. But slightly a bit frustrated with it at the moment, I must admit, because I've had four design logos that are ours, and they keep telling me, and they're like, no, and I'm like, yeah. You know, I can't. Yeah, they're legit. They're really mine. They're really ours. So please, can you freaking put them there so my people, if they want to get stuff, can get stuff. Thank you very much. But anyway, fun and games. So yes, just let you know about that. Now, some big news is happening. So for the Iron Elite, this is exclusive. Only to the Iron Elite. Everyone else, you're going to hear the news, but you are not going to be privy to it because it's all happening with Iron Elite people. We have got a new website that is coming. It is under, what do you call it? Under advisement.
Construction.
Under construction, thank you. Currently, it is under construction. So, if you are an Iron Elite, there will be discussion in the Iron Elite channel with our WordPress guru, God, let me just say, Elminia, will be asking for some feedback, and that will be with the Iron Elite and, of course, the mods. So, look out for that. If you want to be part of it, then you need to be an Iron Elite, which is a supporter of the WoW Challenges. So for everyone that is a supporter, if you've got 2 cents that you want to put towards things that is happening for the website, then that's what you need to be. So very, very exciting times ahead, people. New website. It's going to be, yeah. There's a lot. So we're very excited about it. But again, huge thank you, Elminia. Thank you. Heart you, seriously, because there's a lot. We appreciate that. So it's gonna be pretty, we're gonna hopefully get everything up there, and it's gonna look good, guys. We're very excited for it. So I will do a post in Iron Elite channel after the show, and then Elminia will take out. There will probably be some screenshots. So for those in the Iron Elite, you guys will get to see that again, but it's exclusive to you guys, alrighty? And if anyone wants to support and become an Iron Elite, pop over to the WoWChallenges.com website where the supporter page is, and it will tell you what you need to do, which way you'd like to support the WoW Challenges and the show, which is always greatly appreciated. So thanks, guys. Okay, the very last news I wanted to mention, which I've not been online, but we did have some issues last night, so I'm not sure if the same thing. Some DOS attacks have been happening apparently while I've been asleep. So yeah. Do you guys, you guys might be able to take it, Layla, sorts a bit more, because I've woken up.
I was on retail working, finishing up my blood this morning. I didn't have any problems.
You didn't
so
have
I don't
any?
Know if it's
okay.
something
it probably
after.
Yeah, it probably started, I would say, for me, it was probably maybe about two or three this afternoon, okay. Eastern time,
yeah.
is about when it started. It seemed to, from what I understand, and what I, because the individual or individuals had mm-hmm. their whole little, they were putting everything on Twitter.
Yep.
And at first it seemed like what they were doing was targeting Feralina, classic server, which is where the bulk of the popular streamers play on. It's a PvP server.
Right.
So originally it had started there because it seems like what they were wanting to do was disrupt all of these popular Twitch streamers from being able to play. Gotcha. And from there it snowballed onto all of the classic servers. And then this afternoon it moved into the retail servers.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and then probably a little ways into this evening, all this Blizzard took all the servers down,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they did something security wise to them or whatnot. And yeah. but I at one point we were on and they were announcing server shutdowns. So.
Right. Okay. So somebody's got their panties in a twist, I'm saying, because something's happened and then decided to take it out on everyone. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
So.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm seeing, because at first they were saying that they were wanting to take down Feralina was their main target, like I said last night.
Yeah.
It moved to all the classic servers except for one, which I assume, based upon the context of what they were saying, was the server maybe that they played on. And so they were like, you know, oh, we're not going to take this server down because this is basically, this is the one we're on, but you know, don't push us because we'll do it, you know, like, okay, dude, whatever. Like,
right. Okay. So nothing quite like, you know, just like red flagging yourself basically. So take everything else down by the one that you're on. They're going fast.
Or the fact that you're putting in all of it on Twitter. Someone at one point linked what was believed to be the guy's Facebook account and things like that. And so it's like, well, you're gonna get your comeuppance there, dude. Because definitely there's definitely been, you know, the people in the past that have done that are seeing some jail time as a result, depending, I assume, on the country of origin where they're living and whatnot. But yeah, you kind of can't get away with that kind of stuff anymore. So you had your 30 seconds of fame and now you're done.
Yeah. And then you're going to have a criminal record. Like, really? Does, you know, people. Anyway, but yeah, this is for US only. There's been no issues with EU as far as we are aware. It's only US servers, correct?
That's what I was seeing, was it was just US servers.
Okay.
Yes.
No problems so far on EU servers. Excellent. Thank you, Rude. We appreciate that. Amazing. God, people. Yeah. Sir, shake your heads. All right. Well, thank you for that. Because as I said, all I heard was that there's something was happening. And I was like, I don't know. I've got to get ready for the show. So thank you for bringing us up to speed. And just, you know, just wait till everything's maybe a bit stable. At the moment, things might be still a little bit not good. So be very careful if playing a challenge tune for certain on either retail or classic at the moment.
Classic. They do still have, if you have your Battle.net launcher up, they do still have the warning up. Good Lord, that was my husband.
Right. Bless you, Vlad.
Bless you, Vlad.
Bless you. But so they do still have the alert up on the Battle.net launcher talking about the disruption. So yeah, I would definitely say we're not out of the woods yet. So if you're on an Iron Man or of a challenge tune of some sort, tonight might not be the best night for that. Because the servers there doesn't seem to be any, at least when I was on earlier, there wasn't any warning. The servers just would drop out from underneath of you. So it's not like you're gonna start lagging and then you can get to a safe place. Like probably just better not for right now, till they take down that alert, because then you're pretty, then they seem like they got it under control.
Exactly. I must admit, when I was playing with the girls last night, we had about 5-6 DCs. I kind of, you know, when you just sit there and it's like, hey, this is the real vanilla experience, because this is what happened to me back in back in the day. But obviously, yeah. I think the attacks might have started to be happening. We weren't sure. We just thought, you know, something.
Yeah, you know, with all the Qs and DCs and everything that were going on at launch, and people were on the social medias all in an uproar, I was just waiting for Blizzard to be like, well, you wanted the authentic experience.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Gotta love that.
They didn't. My heart was broken.
apart from that, what got me about the people that were complaining on Twitter about the queue times for the servers. Now, Vlad and John and I are all on Bloodsail Buccaneers, which is the normal RP server. Mm-hmm. We had queue times maybe the first day or so, but after that, I've not had any queues logging in, no matter what time. You know, Bloodsail Buccaneers is pretty relaxed now. But when you're joining a server like Feralina that has all of the popular streamers on and all the people that want to follow those streamers, and you're getting hit with these queue times, like, maybe do you think you could pick another server? Because you're all trying to cram into this one server. Mm-hmm. You're going to have queue times.
Well, Krendor is playing on that server, and I'm in his chat. I deserve to be on that server.
Don't complain to Blizzard because you all want to funnel into this one server, because they've tried to make other servers. They're offering you free transfers off of Feralina or whatever server.
I want to try and gank Asmund Gold.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's fine. Just, we don't want to hear you complain about it, because that's your choice.
That's right. You know, if you want 3-hour logins, then that's what you get. Stop complaining about it. But yeah, no, that's true. All right, so I think we've covered all of the news. So thank you for bearing with that, because there was a fair bit this week. Okay, Zorts, do you want to, have you got something for us?
It's now time for your State of the Challengers.
I love it when you put on that voice. That is such a good announcer's voice. Thank you for that. All right, Layla, sweetie, can you hit us with the I was going to say with the lions. Don't even know.
Simba?
Rar?
Simba's here?
Simba? Right, I'm not breaking out in a circle of life, okay? That just ain't happening.
Good song. Come on.
Good George. Song. Come on. Hakuna Matata, I tell ya. Ions, please. Please.
All right. Well, we're saying rest in peace to number 10, Bovine Pats, who died at 37. We're also saying rest in peace to number 9, Hammerist, at 40. Number 8, we have Zayashobek at 48. 7, we have Mortimer Tot at 50. Number 6 is Peril Word at 55. Number 5, how do you even say that? Krithnia?
Krithnia, yeah.
Gonna go with Krithnia at 56. Unfortunately, we got another rest in peace for number 4, Lucy Hunter at 60. Our number 3 is flagged Sky Iron at 61. His talents are not allowed, and they have 4 selected. I'm going to assume that's probably on purpose, because you don't just select 4 of them. And all right, so you're done with the Iron Challenge. Like, we get it. Yeah. Sorry.
Just done.
And number 2, we have Soul Fu at 71. And our number 1 is the 10th max level Iron Man for this expansion, reaching 120, Imposter.
That's Stir. Yay! Stir is his second rogue max this expansion. So,
freaking madman.
73 days. 2.5 months, 73 days. So he's done it from 1 to max. This expansion.
1 to max in that. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So fantastic. So I was just Outlaw Rogue going by. Yeah, so there's a little write-up over on the wowchallenges.com website about how Stir's done it. Plus, he also's done like a little guide of what he's done, which is over on the forums. And there is a link on the blog post. So if you want to check it out, thank you, Stir. Thank you for doing that too. And I must admit, thank you for the photo that I woke up to the other day with you and Stone I got a photo. I woke up and I'm like stirring stone, having a photo. They had a meetup, so that was fantastic.
Wonderful.
So yeah, that was really good. Loved the night elf mask. It was hilarious. So funny. Alrighty. Blood. Yes, stop eating my hickory sticks, sir. I saw you. I know how many you've got too. I'm on my last pack too. I told Stone. I'm like, I'm on my last one. Oh. All right, Bloods, Zorts, go for it.
All right. At number 10, we have Delana at level 30. Wow, words. At number 9, Nisi. Not sure if this is our Nisi or new Nisi at level 37.
I think so. I'm sure it's her.
I don't know. I mean, because she usually goes with the soul. Oh, it is you.
It is.
You're trolling me. Okay, I guess. Yes.
Keeping you on your toes, Zorts. See?
This is confusing.
We're all keeping you on your toes tonight.
Damn you all. Number 8, Blood Trap 2 at level 40. At number 7, Renewed Soul at level 45. Number 6, Blood Rager at level 48. Number 5, Blood Lita at level 53. Yay. Good job.
Thank you.
Number 4 is Gore Crazed at level 65. Number 3 is Soul Fist at level 67. Number 2 is Zayabara at level 69. And some schmuck named Blood Zorts in the number 1 spot at level 73.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo! Go Zorts! Look at you at 73. Fantastic.
Don't go looking for the Lich King.
That is true.
Oh no, I've got a very nice loop that I've been running in Northrend for the last month.
Nice. That loop will continue for quite some time, I find. Northrend is good for finding grindy spots. I do like that.
Yeah, I gotta find one in a new zone because Howling Fjord's starting to get.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm 73. Have you been over to Shalissa?
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Yeah. There's a lot of yellow mobs if you pick the right spot. Might be doable. What are you on?
My challenges life coach says we'll talk.
Yeah. We'll talk, exactly. There'll be a spot, exactly.
What's the class, Zorts?
Hunter.
Hunter? Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that'll be good.
What kind of pet you got?
Turtle.
Turtle. Nice.
Turtle's name?
Turtle.
Aww.
That's right.
It's Turtle. Bad luck to name your challenger pets.
I got it. Yeah, but you hadn't named it, so you can't change it. If you don't
do it now, I'd be shooting myself in the foot.
Exactly. Alrighty, let's have a look at pacifist. Layla, go for it, please.
Well, at number 10 we have Passy Lita at 36.
Baby Passy,
wonder who that is.
Yeah, don't know. Some scrub.
Well, not too much of a scrub, they're on the list. At number 9, we've got Munchkin at 39. Number 8 is Tiber. Hi, Tiber. At 44. Number 7 is Ashes Passy at 44. 6, we've got Feralia at 71.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, we've got 5 Piglety.
Yes.
At 72.
Yes.
Number 4 is Passive 12 at 76. Is that, like, legitimate, the 12th? Pacifist team?
I would say so because they they seem to have a habit of putting like shortened versions of numbers at the end of their challenge turns. Yeah.
At number 3 we have another Passy Lita at 89, tied with Pacifist at 89.
Yes.
Number
yes.
2 Nice. I want to say that Lita was generous in putting herself at number 3 and allowing Pacifist to be number 2, despite the fact that they're both at 89.
Spelling.
Because she's nice like that. Spelling. Oh, is it spelling? Oh, come spelling. On, just go with it.
I am nice, that's right.
Number 1 is Silent Herber at 101.
Nice.
I can't even imagine.
Yes, exactly. All right. So well done. Look at that. Did not lose a passy this week. Go. Woo.
We didn't lose any bloods either.
No. Oh, we didn't? Excellent. That's, well, go bloods, go passies.
Step up your game, Irons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, call them out. Just because we got someone a 120, that's doesn't matter. We lost too many irons. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sure. 120.
Yeah.
There are people dead now.
Do it again. I think Stir's supposed to be doing a hunter now. I'm just going to call it out. As he's off doing a rogue, Stir, I think, is supposed to be doing a hunter. So this could be interesting. Anyway, we will see how they go. Tins, let's have a look. We've only had two tins, not many tins this week. So you got Monked, hit 19. And number one is Craestus at 28. So I think everyone must be busy doing other things because not many tins this week. Fantastic. Okay, greens, Zorts, hit us with it.
All right, please. We've also lost no greens, so.
Yay!
Awesome. Number 10, a little bit green at level 25. Number 9, Gentra Gitlet at number 25. Number 8 is Cornash at 27. Number 7 is Selgia at level 31. Number 6, a little bit Verdi, 38. Rogue Slayer, obviously.
Yes.
She likes the whole Verdi.
Yep.
Using the fancy words.
Little bit. Normally any little bit is, she's a known
something.
She
uses
something.
Those fancy words for the word green. Yeah. Mm. Zaya Gianna at 46 is sitting in the number 5 spot. Greedy Gaga, level 62 at number 4. Number 3 is Sky Green at 65. Number 2 is Half a More at 66. And number 1 is Jan Green at level 85.
Yes!
Well done. All right, Working Man. Layla, what do we got?
We've only have 3 this week, but we've got Krithne at 19. Number 2 is Effortless at 40. And number 1 is Feristalia at 46.
It's fair. Well done. Working Man.
There's all over the place. Man.
I know. She is. I patience of an angel, I swear to God. But look at her everywhere. She's like here, there, there. Yep.
You're there. She just doesn't sleep. One of the two. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not as familiar with the Working Man's. I think that's one of the newer ones.
That's
so
new
I
one?
Assume they can have professions.
Yeah, it's Iron Man with professions allowed.
But still only white gear?
Yes. Yep.
White or gray?
Still only white. So it's basically just it's kind of like a questing pacifist. If that makes sense.
That can kill things.
That can kill things.
But I assume a lot of herbalism and mining is done for the experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, if you want to take normal profession, sure, but it's not going to give you anything. Like for me, absolutely. Just go and I think I've got mining herbing on my little working girl, and she's I need to jump back on her. I've been a bit lax on her, so but well done on everyone for those. Teams. All right, Zorts, hit us with who have we got for Iron Teams?
All right, in the team section, we only got Iron Teams this week, guys. No Blood Teams, no Green Teams.
Nope.
Leveled this week, so we're just doing Irons this week. Number 4, Miso Ramen, RIP at level 16. Mm-hmm. Level 3, Kawis at level 20, RIP. Number 2, Noodles at level 23, still alive. And number 1 is just a couple of scrubs who I'm pretty sure are cheating, called Team Puppet Rides again at level 68.
Well done. 68. Oh my lordy. Congratulations. That's fantastic. Been a bit rough for the Iron Teams this week. Is chorus? That's not like a food, is it? Like obviously
I have no clue.
Because I'm like,
but I'm like looking at this, it's like miso ramen and noodles. Food. I'm wondering if like this is just a theme that I missed.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, is this a possible food reference that I'm
to the Googles,
getting?
Everyone?
Yeah. Anyway, well done. And obviously no one's done blood or greens this week, which is fine. There's a lot going on because you can see people have been busy leveling. And of course, Classic is out.
Apparently some kind of airworthiness transport thing for Canada. I don't know.
Stone. Oh, okay. Stone would know what it is. Okay. Not food.
It's Canadian.
No, it's not
Stone
food.
Would know.
Not food.
Okay. All right. Because I was like, damn, that's like this food. Is that food? Food. It just seemed funny. All right.
Sounds delicious.
I know, right? I could totally.
He's having fun watching things burn.
That's
and
true.
Drinking.
That's true.
Good combination.
Yeah, that's what he enjoys doing. So, all right. Okay. Zortz, take it away.
Hey, yo! Chit chat!
I think the first one you did is still my best one. Thank God.
Yeah, that's
that
definitely the better one.
That's the good one, yeah. But still good. Thank you. All right, so chit chat is where you get to send in if there's any questions, tips, tricks, jokes, puns, all those kinds of things. Layla, I have read it. Azzy sent it, as we like to start our chit chat off with. Uh-huh. So I'm not going to apologize because I kind of think anyway, read, if you would please read Azzy's joke pun for this week would be fantastic.
Well, Azzy wanted us to know that Blizzard has thought about offering stealth to warriors if they're willing to pay a few extra dollars. Everyone would just complain about the hidden charges. My husband laughed from the bathroom.
It is cute. I liked it. that's getting up to gold quality there, Azzy. You know, it's getting there. Zortz, of course, didn't. Got to have the typical Zortz boost, so thank you. Appreciate that. Azzy thinks it's comedy gold. I don't know about comedy gold, Azzy. Yeah, but it's a good one. I do like that one. So thank you very much for that. Okay. All right. Anything else we've got? Why is there face palms? There's many face palms. I thought it was cute.
You know why there's face palms, Lena. Don't act like you.
I'm just looking up like, why is that? Okay. All right. Any questions? Anything from the chat room that I need
Ulmana
to remember?
Does. He says, why do you keep bugging me about Classic's API?
Because we want to know. He knows. He knows. I bug him every couple of days. Anything yet? Here's my most recent, because I haven't bugged him about that. I bug him about something else. I know you'll tell me as soon as it's up. I know that. Thank you. Appreciate that. I appreciate all you do. But, you know, sometimes you just got to bug people. Just be like, is there anything yet? But we do, we can't wait for the new website stuff. Excited. So other than that, I think we've kind of covered everything. I think we're good. So I think we can do a wrap up. Azzy's, there we go. Azzy's onto it. There's the question. Thanks, Azzy.
Yep,
Azzy's got us.
Look, Azzy just one of those people that wants to constantly poke the bear. So
nice. Well, you know, his job's a bit out. It's not there now with Classic. So, you know, as he needs a new job so he can be the API checker. the checker.
I mean, with Classic, we're not going to be able to ask, can you change specs? So we got to ask something, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, I'm sure people are still going to ask it, Zortz.
Azzy, can we change specs in Classic?
Hang on, gotta wait for it to filter through the Aussie internet. It might take 5 minutes. All right, let's start wrapping this up, sort of. There is no specs, people. Okay, so thank yous. Let's send out some big thank yous. So I'm gonna send this over to the man with the voice, because he does have a good voice. Zortz, take it away, please.
We would like to take this opportunity to thank all the members of the Iron Elite for their support through Twitch subscriptions, Patreon, and other various means. So thank you to Two Shanks, Aliandras, Azilun, Chupa.
Murder!
Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gatson, Grand Negus, Grim, Introvert Genius, Chris W, The Lovely Layla, Lisan, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy, Never Died, Nisi,
Oh Canada,
Onyx Hammer, Paradin, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Thalani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardine, Turnwinkle, Two Frog, and Olminia.
We got some more.
Oh, we got some more. Lunamethyl, Weminia, Zaya, and some guy named Zor.
Sorry, I need big text now because I'm getting old. So it does. You know, we've got quite a few. So again, thank you, our Iron Elites. We do really appreciate it. And don't forget for the exciting new website discussion that's going to be happening in the Iron Elite channel. So for everyone that's Iron Elite, Elminia will be throwing some feedback for some stuff over there, which will happen soon. All right, so I need to say a huge thank you as always from myself and from Stir, because we do greatly appreciate everything that our wonderful mods do for us. So awesome trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. You guys make our life so much easier. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. The other person who makes our life way, like, hugely better in everything he does is Elminia, and I want to always give him a massive shout out because of all the things he does. Not only is he the coding god, but he is our website god manager person. So thank you, Elminia. We really appreciate all of that. And to everyone here, not only listening, thank you for listening to the show, but for the chat room. Thanks, guys, for hanging out, for, you know, taking some time and just hanging out and listening to these two wonderful people that I have on this show today with me. And we do appreciate that. So thank you. Now, we will be back next week. So next show will be Saturday, September 14th. At 7 p.m. Eastern time, I will be next week. Absolutely. I will be
Who might be joining you?
Oh, I am super excited, I must admit, because not only will Chris be co-hosting with me next week and, you know, heart you, my lady, but we will be speaking with Periton. So, you know, a little bit excited about that. So thank you. Thank you, guys. For everyone who says yes to me, thank you, because we do appreciate that. It'll be a great show.
That's a good lineup.
It will be. It's not as good as today's lineup, because what can I say? Layla and Zortz, if John was here, it would be like just
You've noticed there has been none of the nonsense that I got to put up with John, because no. Layla is a respectable and wonderful and lovely person.
Cheers. We love Layla. Absolutely. It's just a pleasure that we get her to ourselves for a little while. So Layla, thank you for joining us today. We do really appreciate it. Thank you for all that you do for keeping John in as line as you can. Looking after him. It's a big job. And I'm super excited for when he goes. He's coming to visit you soon, isn't he?
Yes. He will be here Thursday morning.
Very, very excited.
Yep.
That's awesome. I hope you guys have a fantastic time. I know that you will, but
yeah. We're actually moving. We do our dungeon group on Wednesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday nights. But he will be on a plane at that point. So we're actually going to move our dungeon group next week from Wednesday to Thursday night And we're actually going to do it here.
Yay!
So that'll be a lot of fun.
That will be. That is so exciting. All right. So, well, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
Try to keep them from wandering off into traffic or something. That
sometimes you just, it's very hard, isn't it, Layla? It's very hard.
It is. You know, Vlad may push him off in some direction randomly.
Oh, and romance is way too strong.
It's very one-sided, though, Zortz. I don't know.
Does the Strat watch them play that Bigfoot game and Granny Simulator?
Yep. Those games come few and far between because they are...
Oh, Peridot brings up a good point. He won't walk off the plane?
Well, I mean... we'll pick him up. We'll pick him up at the airport with a sign that says, "Don't jump, John."
Yes, please.
That's a great idea.
Yes, please.
And you'll never see it coming because he's not going to watch this VOD back.
Do it. Can you get like...
Please get pictures. Please, I need pictures. I need video. I need this in my life, Layla. Please.
Photo of his face when he sees you with the sign. Just, when he realizes, that would be amazing. All right. Oh, so excited for you guys. That's fantastic. Other than that, where can we find you, my dear? Where are you hiding on the interwebsy social media stuff?
About the only thing that I really keep up on is the Twitters. So you can find me on Twitter at CasualArchDruid. Other than that, if I happen to do something on Twitch or YouTube or whatever, it'll always be on the Twitter. So that's the best place.
Excellent. And we will have that up on the website. So thank you very much. Don't forget, wildchallenges.com is the website where you can find all of this information. So the blog post, the podcast, all of the challenge information, rules, FAQs. We've got a FAQ, guys. Guess what? There's an FAQ for everything. Yay.
And can we change specs?
You can change specs for retail. No specs in classic. Okay.
And Layla, where could you find all this information?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, Zortz, because you can find that over wildchallenges.com. That's right. Wildchallenges.com.
Thank you. That's awesome. I need to clip that. Thank you. Hang on.
John and I need to do, maybe when he's here, Lita, because then it will all be the same. We will get you a commercial done, and I'll figure out where I need to send that to you. And while he's here, that way it's on the same mic and it's not all disjointed and everything.
This is me, super excited. We'll definitely do. Super excited squeeing right now. That would be awesome. You guys, that would be fabulous. Thank you. Other than that, don't forget, because, you know, no one needs to hear my voice saying all this stuff all the time. I would love to hear both of your voices for that. That would be fantastic. But, you know, where you can find us, as Layla said, as well, challenges.com, and all of the information's up there for everything that we do. So, you know, Discord, if you want to hop in Discord, all of the stuff's over there. Don't forget that technically this is a podcast. So if you want to find it, jump over to either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. You will find us on there. And don't forget, if you want to send a question, a tip, a trick, a pun, any of those things, shoot one through to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Zortz, my dear, where can we find you, please?
Well, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord, usually there. I may or may not answer something, but I'll be... I'm like the low-tier mod. I'm just the guy that kicks people.
You come in swinging with the hammer.
Yep. And you can find me on the Twitter and the Twitch. Twitter at Zortz the Goblin, XORTZTHEGOBLIN, all one word, all lowercase, and twitch.tv/Zortz the Goblin.
Nice. So. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Or is it a forward slash? It's one of the slashes. It's a slash.
It's a slash. That's
like
it.
From Guns N' Roses?
No, not that cool. Oh, way okay. Not that cool.
All right. He's
very, very, he is
sorry,
very cool.
Sorry.
Love that man. He is a guitar god. Anyway, that's a whole different podcast we could go into. Anyway, where you can find me, all my shenanigans are over on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETETAWOW. And don't forget to check out Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth. Zorts, can you do the final thank yous for me, please?
Well, of course. We would like to send out a big thank you to Mark Conan for the intro to the show. You can find him at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter. And a big thank you to the man with the mightiest beard ever, Epic Insanity. You can find him in Twitter at Epic_Insanity and on the Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon podcast. Go check both those beautiful, beautiful people out.
We are very lucky to not only be friends, but to have them do some stuff for us. So we do appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, thank you, chat room. Thanks for hanging out. Thank you, Layla. Thank you, Zorts, for once again, a fabulous show. It's been a lot of fun. My cheeks are hurting, but it's good hurting because I've been laughing and smiling. So I really appreciate that. It's been a fabulous show. Everyone, please just stay safe both in and out of game. And other than that, have a good week. See yous.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta, copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod. And you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.